It is now trade deadline day. Quit playing with me, Brian Cashman. Go ahead. Stack the deck. I repeat. Stack the deck. Aaron Judge is in his prime. Juan Soto's in his prime, and he's going to stay in his prime for a long time. But, like, act like you want to come out of the American League this year. Act like it's wide open for you to come out of the American League this year, because it is. You should fear no one in your division, yet you've struggled against your entire division. You should fear no one in the Central Division, even though we think the Guardians are pretty decent. We know that they're not going to do anything with the Yankees in October. Forget the West. I don't fear the Astros or the Mariners or even the Rangers if they figure out how to win that division. They're cooked. There will be no Astros standing in our way. I know some on this station seem to think that, like, oh, yeah, that's your destiny to meet. I'm not thinking about them. I don't want to see them. I don't care about them. If it happens, so be it. Stack the deck around Aaron Judge. He's the best baseball player I've ever seen. Straight up. Straight up. I know Bonds was dope, and Ken Griffey Jr., Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera. I'm talking about when I watched this guy from being in the stadium the first time he went a back-to-back and a belly-to-belly with Tyler Austin, watching how this guy has continued to just be a problem. Oh, yeah, his rookie year, he hit 53 home runs. He'll never do it again. Okay. He doesn't have to hit 62. And if you actually had more protection in the lineup and they had to pitch to him, you know, maybe he wouldn't slump. Maybe he wouldn't be sure whether he's going to get walked or get something to hit. And I mean, now that the lineup is stacked, they can't just put Judge on, or you got these guys in the game making this, the decision to face him, and that's usually a bad decision. If you throw the ball in the zone, it's getting rocked. Please, I beg you, don't just think, oh, Jazz is enough. I saw an article about Tommy Edman, and there's a bunch of names floating around. We've already heard everything from David Bednar to Camille Duvall to Pete Fairbanks. Yeah, I expect at least two guys to come out of the bullpen. I expect to see two swing and miss, hard throwing guys out of the bullpen. But give me another starter too. If it's Jack Flaherty, run it. Run it. And if you can get rid of Nestor Cortez and get a piece, Nestor's my dog. He said he wants to stay. He said his agent let him know. He's not a fool. He hears everything. He sees what's going on. But if you can trade Gleyber Torres in a deal to get something that's going to help this team this year, do it. Because I don't expect to see Nestor Cortez making starts in October. And Gleyber Torres, I'm disappointed in you, bro. You're going out sad, and I'm actually kind of sad for you that it turned into all this. Because you were the one, right? He's just a baby, 23 years old, Gleyber Torres. I always remember there was a graphic with him, Ronald Acuna Jr., Fernando Tatis Jr., and Juan Soto as, like, the new, like, Latin explosion faces of Major League Baseball, the new superstars coming up that are going to be in the MVP hunt. Yeah, Gleyber, the routine is supposed to be routine. And you're on a team with Aaron Judge who could have said, I'm not leaving right field. You guys built the Judge's chambers behind me. Juan Soto is great and all, but why would I move over to center field for him? Like, if Judge can switch his position, if so many other guys we've seen, like, you're on the same team where Alex Rodriguez was a better shortstop than Derek Jeter, but wanted to win, wanted to do what was best for the team in his career and win, so he learned how to play third base. And then I see a guy like Jazz Chisholm come here and say, yeah, it was whatever, like, just like a kid out there. Yeah, you know, like, first time out there, a two home run game, made plenty of plays. You know, tonight was a night where, like, if Gleyber Torres is gone, or last night was a night now that we've turned with, if Gleyber Torres is gone, he earned it. He earned his ticket out of here for sure on the way out. The 320 average and some homers and some clutch moments late, that don't fool me. Fool me, can't fool me again. I don't want to be fooled in October when you boot a ground ball to end an inning and then you make whoever's on the mound have to continue wasting pitch. You know what I'm saying? 888-808-1019. They can send Gleyber Torres anywhere because this guy had the audacity to say he's a second baseman. You lead the league in errors. And since your time coming up in 2018, you have the most errors. So don't talk about what you are. Don't talk about, you know, what you play as if you're a pro's pro. You only play this, right? Because I remember being in the stadium April 2021 when they tried to make you the shortstop. I remember being in the Barclays Center when they sat you courtside like the new face of the Yankees' new shortstop. I remember seeing your JBL ads, and I think he had a Ithaca ad. He had a bunch of different, like, sponsors and stuff. Like, they were trying to push him as the shortstop of the New York Yankees, but I sat in there in the rain and the cold. Shout out to my boy, Joe's McFly. We bought out the first 11 or 12 games that year thinking, oh, COVID, 10% capacity. Oh, there's not going to be any tickets. I remember we just Yankee fan fiends, fiends for the stadium, fiends for the live game. Like, yo, we got to buy these tickets. I think I paid over $800 just to be in the first 11 games, or I think it was 11 games in April, to be at all the first 11 games in April. And we sat in 103. We had a good view of Gleyber Torres, and I'm like, nah, buddy, he's not a shortstop. He can't play the position, bro. How long are they going to go on with this? And then later on that season, they had to move him, and then you move him to second base, and then that creates an issue when you just signed DJ LeMahieu, who plays second base, and now it's like this guy can only play second base. If the bat's not there, it hasn't been there. The errors are there, and it's not good enough. Gleyber Torres, in my opinion, tomorrow is good as gone. You could trade him for anything. You could trade him for a pack of gum. I don't care, bro. It's just it's over. And now that you have Jazz, you have some flexibility. I think that they might look at Oswaldo Cabrera and his clutch gene, right? They might look at his hustle, his athleticism, and say, hey, we can get by with a combination of him and DJ, but I hope they don't. There is no getting by. You stack the deck. Go get somebody that can play third base. Jazz can do it, but he's learning on the fly. So the same way I fear Gleyber Torres botching a routine play in October, if you try and make that Jazz's everyday position, the same thing could happen to him. Ball will find you. Ball finds him last night. He was ready to go, but, you know, get somebody that can field that position consistently. We'll see.